Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
GM Network. Great to have you with us on a Thursday. Coming up. Look who's back on the show. Look how high my voice can go. We're going to bring in our buddy Chris Mack to talk about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and what is next for Penn State. In 20 minutes, we'll keep the conversation going, this time with more on the Cowboys, when Zach Wolchuk from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas joins us. Dogster time at 8:40, along with our best bets. And hello to our audience on Stadium and on X as we stream our final hour, as we always do. You can check us out on ValleySportsLive.com, the Valley Sports Live app, YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and so much more. Let's just jump right in, holding hands in the pool together. Chris Mack, host of the Cavoli and Mack podcast. It's been a minute. I don't even know what that means, Chris. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. We're all holding hands in the pool together, and it just suddenly got very warm. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it's cold, so why not?
It wouldn't feel right if I didn't jump on and either gross off or piss off Chelsea in the first 30 seconds. So I grossed her out instead of pissing her off, and bang, we're ready to go.
Boom. Well, better to be pissed off than pissed on. Isn't that the continuation of this conversation?
Well, you know who's been pissed off? Steelers fans. They have not been happy this season with what they're seeing. Booing Aaron Rodgers, booing the rest of the team. He said it was deserved. They're sitting there at 500, it feels like, again. So before we get into the whole Tomlin dynamic and what's going to happen, we'll discuss Penn State as well. What has gone so wrong in Pittsburgh? I don't mean to imply that they're the Titans. Sorry, Chelsea, since we're going in on Chelsea early in the show. But why are things trending in such a bad way for the Steelers?
Well, this is kind of the definition of insanity. I said it a couple weeks ago when I filled in on Bet Sweats. I mean, this is when you do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. That's the definition of insanity, and that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are now, is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Not so much in the quarterback room. And look, Aaron Rodgers' physical skills have clearly diminished. I will still give the guy credit. Whether you think he's a jerk or not, they kind of need a jerk at quarterback right now. You know, exemplified by the fact that guys probably weren't putting as much work in as they needed to in preparation over the last couple of weeks, and he called some people out generally and specifically on certain things in the last week. And I think that team needs it right now, because I don't know how much leadership they have on the offensive side of the ball. You know, there's Aaron Rodgers, who's obviously been around, not the Steelers, but around the game forever. There's Pat Freiermuth, who's their most tenured guy on the offensive side of the ball, but has seen like a quarter less routes run this year somehow in an Arthur Smith offense, who is a guy who is very bright, very intelligent, but I don't know how well he communicates what his team needs to do to his team. And so offensively, that's part of it. Defensively, it went out and signed a bunch of old guys, and it hasn't worked out. Not to compare the Steelers to another team in Pittsburgh, but some of this shuffling of the veteran deck chairs on the Titanic is very piratey. Oh, let's bring in this guy on a one-year deal. He could be a great reclamation project on the cheap, and it hasn't worked out. So they released Darius Slay a couple days ago after he didn't work out, only played 10 games for him. They brought in Asante Samuel Jr. They're bringing in Adam Thielen because they don't have a legit number two wide receiver. It's just been very messy. I actually don't hold that necessarily as a demerit against their GM, Omar Khan, who I think has done his best to be fluid and move things around on the fly, which is not a telltale or a hallmark of Steelers organizations of the past, to try and get Mike Tomlin what he needs. But part of the problem is Mike Tomlin calls the shots in this organization. And most people in the fan base have had enough of Mike Tomlin. I know. No losing seasons. Oh, that's wonderful. Also, hasn't won a playoff game in nearly 9 years, which is the longest drought in half a century for this team. By several years. So that's where the frustration stems from. Every year, it feels like, at least over the last half decade, closer to 10 years, they do this. They have a decent start, and then they fall to pieces down the stretch. It happened last year with Russell Wilson. It's happening this year with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it much matters who the quarterback is at this point, although they do need a franchise quarterback, separate conversation for a different day. It's more about the staff not being able to maximize what they have in these guys. This is the highest paid defense in the league, and TJ Watt only has 7 sacks. The defense should be just embarrassed by their effort this year. And Buffalo ran the same play 29 times in the second half last week and just shredded them on the ground. That's not Pittsburgh Steelers football, and that's what upsets the fans more than anything. Lack of results and lack of sticking to an identity that has worked well for this organization, like I said, over the past half century or so.
All right, so since we're picking on my Titans, I am here to say that it can get worse because it feels like the conversations that we're having about Mike Tomlin and the fact that, like, he's good, not great. People said this about Mike Vrabel when he was with the Titans, and it's part of the reason why he was let go. I think there's some other things that kind of were factored in there that he did not get along with the front office.
Sure.
But again, I'm here to say that, like, if you don't get somebody better in there, it absolutely can get worse. So that's my question. If you guys fire Mike Tomlin, do you think you can get a better coach in there?
I don't think people are concerned necessarily right now, Chelsea, with whether it's a better coach immediately. I think a lot of fans, to be totally honest, wouldn't be excited about a 4-13 year, but at the very least, that would get the Steelers in the top 10 of the draft, which they haven't been in since they drafted Ben Roethlisberger 25 years ago or whatever it was. Okay, 20 years ago, 21 years ago. But hyperbole aside, they do believe that they can get a better coach. I think fans believe that they can get someone younger with a better offensive mind who can get the most out of this team. Again, I don't think it's necessarily a lot of people, especially once we push past the Mike Tomlin era in Pittsburgh, are going to look back on it somewhat fondly. Like, hey, we never had any losing seasons. The guy got a lot of things done, but ultimately the message ran stale. Very Andy Reid and Philly-ish. And there's nothing saying that Mike Tomlin might not go off somewhere else and have a great second chapter to his career as a head coach. It just feels like it's run its course here.
Chris, it's interesting you say that. And I, you know, one thing that I heard yesterday, which kind of surprised me, was James Harrison saying, well, I never really thought Mike Tomlin was a great head coach, you know, and and that sort of shocked me. I think, yes, his time in Pittsburgh has worn thin, but is it fair to say he's not a great head coach, or it's just, hey, you've worn out?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're welcome here, and it's just time to do something different.
I think it can be both. I think when you talk about Mike Tomlin as a head coach, X's and O's wise, I don't know if he's going to blow anybody out of the water. That's never been his forte, Jenks. He's always been a quote-unquote leader of men. He's always done a great job of bringing the room together, rallying the troops, motivating guys. I mean, we see how many players talk about when they come to Pittsburgh, man, I always wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. Well, I think what happens is they get here and they realize that if he doesn't have the strong coordinators under him, and this is a guy who in years past had Bruce Arians, had Dick LeBeau, had established coordinators, Todd Haley back in the day, who could be relied upon for the X's and O's schematic components of the game. And what we've seen over the last half decade or so, Randy Fichtner, Matt Canada, now Arthur Smith, is if you don't have the strong X's and O's guys, especially on the offensive side of the ball, if you don't have a franchise quarterback, Mike Tomlin's not going to walk into the offensive meeting room and start drawing up route concepts. He's just not. That's not Mike Tomlin. And he still comes from, his bones were made as a defensive coach, as an assistant years ago, in sort of a Tampa 2 defense, which, again, 20, 25 years ago was looked at as remarkable because, well, they had Derek Brooks and John Lynch and Rondé Barber, and they could do all those things. There's nothing cutting edge at all about what's happening on either side of the ball for the Steelers. And that's, like I said, just as frustrating for the fans, is that they want to see something, they want to see this potential maximized on the defensive side of the ball and make the most of what talent you do have on the offensive side of the ball. I tend to agree with James. He's never been a super X's and O's coach. He's a great leader, man. He'll get you to run through a wall, but if he doesn't tell you how or what to do once you get through the wall, it doesn't help much.
All right, so I'm sure you've seen the comments from Ben Roethlisberger by now on Mike Tomlin saying he thinks it would be a great move.
Don't put this on me.
For Mike Tomlin to go to Penn State.
It's 8:10 in the morning. Don't put this on me.
We have to ask you. You cover the teams. Like, when I saw this, I was kind of shocked. At first thought, I said, does he think it's that easy just to win a national championship in college football? And the other thing is, who wants to go to Penn State right now? Because it feels like ain't nobody wanting to go to Penn State right now. So do you think there is any chance in hell that Mike Tomlin considers Penn State?
No. As he said a couple years ago about the ruminations over the USC job, there's not a booster with a big enough blank check. I think if Mike Tomlin decides, and let's be clear, Art Rooney II, Steelers owner, if he decides to detach himself and the organization from Mike Tomlin this offseason, I think we'll go out of his way to make it a mutual parting of ways and make it a very soft landing for Mike. I think Mike will probably take a year or two off and then get right back into coaching at the NFL level. This is not a guy who's going to walk into kids' living rooms. I mean, would he be good at it? Yeah, I think he would. Is that what he wants to do? No, I don't think so. So, no, I think it's taking two and two and getting five. I understand where Ben's coming from in that Mike Tomlin looks like he's reached his expiration date in Pittsburgh and Penn State is desperate for a head coach, but those two things just don't add up right now. I don't know what the answer is in State College. I'll be honest. I don't think Pat Kraft, their AD, knows what the answer is, clearly, because everyone he's tried to chase down has been like, I'm good. I'm going to get a bigger bag somewhere else or stay where I am for an extension. And that's the problem, is everyone has used it as leverage rather than as a destination. I think they're at the point now at Penn State where they're somewhat resigned to, okay, Terry Smith is a Penn State lifer. He will connect with the older alumni. I mean, we all saw him wearing the Joe Pa button a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's appealing to that older alumni base, who I know some of them are like, yeah, they ought to just keep Terry around. Oh, it'd be great. He's a Penn State guy. And I think they may just do that. And I don't know if that lasts a year or two, or maybe Terry builds off of it and has something that lasts longer. But I think that's just sort of their fallback position now, and has to be their fallback position, because their recruiting class has been decimated, and they need somebody to just sort of hold the fort down at this point. Nobody else is actually interested, it's become clear, in making State College their destination.
Chris, only have about a minute and a half here, but any regret at all that you let go James Franklin, seeing where you are now, or is it, no, this needed to happen still?
It's oddly very similar, Jenks, to the line of thinking that Steelers fans have about Mike Tomlin. It reached its expiration date. You were never gonna, you had plateaued. You're never gonna get up that final summit to the peak of Everest. It just wasn't gonna happen with James Franklin. So despite the fact that he's gone off to Virginia Tech and taken most of the recruiting class with him, I don't think there's a lot of Penn State fans that go, oh, shucks, we should have just kept Jimmy Franklin around and gone 10-2 every year and lost to Ohio State every year. No, I think a lot of Penn State fans look at it as, it sucks we're at where we are, but we're okay with the fact that we walked away from James Franklin.
Well, old Jimmy Franklin, what a run he had there at Penn State.
Great run, guys, if you like 10-2.
Check him out as host of the Kapolia Mac podcast, also on X at the Chris Mac, the one and only Chris Mac. Chris, we always love hearing from you. Great to come. I love when you come in hot. That's my favorite part of it.
Thanks, guys. It's always fun to be on with you and to somehow annoy Chelsea.
Yes.
Ah, you're very good at that.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I think, you know, he probably nailed the way most Penn State fans feel, which is, look, maybe this coaching search hasn't gone the way we planned, but at the end of the day, we had to make a move. So at some point, they're going to get their guy, but they got to do it shortly, because, man, he's right about that recruiting class. Double D was talking about that. It has been brutal. Coming up next on the show, you know, back in the 70s, the Steelers and Cowboys were fierce rivals, but we got to focus on the now, man. Dallas and Detroit tonight on Thursday Night Football. We will chat with Zach Wolchuk from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.